This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ready? Let's go.
Sahamu on first down. He's going to take a shot. Right into the hands of Ty Scott. Can you believe this UFL championship game? Knockout punch after knockout punch. 73 yards.
Welcome back. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. A special greetings to our friends in Richmond. 910 The Fan down in the capital of the Commonwealth. Linnell is in for GP here on Grant and Danny. We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. And Linnell, we are joined now in studio.
Yeah, huh?
By a couple champions.
Couple champs, special guest in the building. What's up, champs?
Gentlemen, let's grab microphones for everybody. Yeah, the audience.
Yes, sir.
Loves
here we go. Here we go.
The audience loves it. Jordan Thomas, Crowley Moore. Welcome, guys. Thank you for being here. And who's your friend here? Who's this guy right here?
What's his little name? Guy right here is the championship trophy.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. How does it work with the? Is it like the Stanley Cup, where it's like yours? You're gonna eat cereal out of it? Like what's the deal?
I wish we could eat something out of it. Maybe a hot dog. But we can definitely put something in there and drink out of it.
Jordan, obviously, super special season for you guys. The support at Audi Field has obviously been raucous. Just take a moment right now to talk about what this championship means to y'all and how special this season was, man.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a surreal feeling. I'm still riding off that win.
For sure.
My first one ever, first championship win ever. So just having that, underneath my belt now, and to do it not only, with my teammates, but also with the coaches and, the D.C. community, the fans. And, I did this for my last name also and my family back home watching. So
for sure.
I did it for everybody, the culture. And just this means a lot to me and, such a surreal feeling.
So it's a cool deal. You guys are partying, like an official party, not just like partying on your own, but like an official team party here, Briley. Saturday, July 12th, that's tomorrow, 4 to 6 at District Wharf. The trophy will be there, remarks from players, local officials, plenty of photo ops, championship trophy, DJ on the stage, games on the transit pier, specials at Whitlow's and Cantina Bombina, I believe I'm saying that correctly. That is tomorrow. That's going to be awesome, man. So what was this journey like for you? How cool is it? And like, there's a difference between just sort of celebrating because it's a Saturday and celebrating a championship, right?
Right. No doubt. I mean, the journey's been crazy. To go through everything we did, highs and lows throughout the season, head coach change to begin the season off, it was pretty crazy. And so, we were able to win it. It's only right that we come back to D.C. and give back and support and celebrate with everybody.
It's such a neat thing, man. And that fan support, it's something that Linnell touched on and you guys talk about. That really is kind of the essential thing because there's such an unknown when you start a new venture, a new league, and then we all know COVID happened, the shutdown, and it's kind of the new thing, right? Doing it again. And you hope it's going to be there, and you guys fly out from Dallas every week, and here it is, and now you got a chance to celebrate with everybody.
Yeah, so we're just excited to, you know, do that. And, you know, this is the first year ever, I think, in this spring football history to, you know, kind of bring the trophy back home and to, you know, have a parade, a, you know, celebration with the fans. And we're so excited to do that tomorrow at 4 p.m. So we just want the whole community out there to support us. And, yeah.
What's been really neat is, and Jordan told us about this probably, but I've been using, I coach kids sports too. Yep. Not the same as what you guys do, but working with like, you know, 7-year-olds or 8, 9, 10, where adversity seems like the largest possible thing in the world. Like the shot didn't go in, or I missed the ground ball, or whatever the sport, you know? And I've been using good. I've been using good. Yeah. Like, and help, it's a way to quantify. It's such a simple phrase to kind of help them understand, hey, the bad thing happened.
Good.
So now what, right? So good, exactly. Talk about that, about what that meant to you guys and kind of the almost the way that you guys sort of word as a brand, like it's a way of living.
Yeah, we embrace adversity. And like I kind of mentioned earlier, I mean, we lost our O-line coach the third day of camp. We end up losing our head coach 1 week before the season kicks off. And then we lose our DC after week two going into a rivalry game with St. Louis. I mean, Coach Harris stepped up, and good was what we did through everything, ups, downs, whatever it was good. And it kept us going throughout the season. And then whenever my boy JT got snubbed for the MVP, and I opened up Instagram and I seen he posted and said, good, it was time to wrap it up, put in a bow tie, DC by 15.
For sure. So obviously when you guys are going through that and you're losing coaches, who were some of the leaders that kind of were able to help band you guys together and, you know, keep the main thing? The main thing is you're dealing with all these distractions that you all really have no control over.
Yeah, we had a lot of, you know, great leaders on our team. You know, this year I had to be more vocal than I usually am. And I felt like that fired up the guys a lot. You know, Chris Rowland, we had Joe Wallace, you know, we had Briley, you know, guys that, you know, kind of went in front of the team and, you know, kind of shared their life story and what, you know, this football team and what this football season meant to them. And, you know, when you get personal like that with your brothers, you know, you want to do everything you can to,
for sure,
you know, play for them. And, you know, that's what we did.
What did this season showed you in particular, Jordan, about your prospects of potentially, you know, getting back into the National Football League? Like, how did it help you grow confidence that, like, hey, I can still do this at a super high level?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had that confidence, you know, always, you know, with our team and just, you know, playing with the people behind me and, you know, going into this, you know, next season in life and coming off of this win meant a lot. And, like, this, I want to ride this momentum into, you know, training camp, hopefully into preseason and so forth, and see where, you know, God takes me. And I just want to do that. And but, you know, having the coaches and the teammates that I had, I would not have done
for sure
the goals and things I completed this season without them. So just my confidence at an all-time high, and I just want another opportunity as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Reminder, party is tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. at District Wharf. Come hang out. You'll see the trophy. I'm seeing it now. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. And it's one of those things where I don't care necessarily what level it is, what league it is. Yeah. Something different about winning the whole damn thing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's just, regardless of kind of outside forces, because you guys were there and you know what went into that, right? Mm-hmm. Where you understand all the things that you mentioned, Briley, with coaching staff and otherwise, losing a game or bouncing back from certain stuff. You were there for the practices. You were there for the meetings. You were there for this doesn't feel good today or that doesn't, or I'm tired or this, that, and the other. And you beat everybody's ass. Everybody that stepped up, you said, thanks so much for coming by. Here's your ticket home. Yeah. Right? Like,
right.
That championship trophy, man. Just like, what does it mean whenever you look at it? What do you see?
I mean, it's unreal. And it means everything you just said, everything that we went through. For me and JT, it's been 3 years now. Year one, we went into the championship game and ended up getting beat. I think we kind of sleptwalked through it a little bit. And so this year, that was the prize. You know, it's like we were bowling and we were gonna bowl a strike no matter what, because that's we weren't gonna do it again. We weren't gonna lose it. That just means everything to
us. Well, what did that experience? Because not everybody went through that, right?
Getting there
and not coming home with the championship the first time. How did that sort of inform or help you this go around?
Coach Harris, probably heading into the playoffs, I think every day he showed the ending clip, the final kneel. That Luis had beating us in 2023, and he didn't even have to say words. That just put a fire under us, and wow, that was our motivation going into it. And I think that was one of the best things he could have did, because, like I said, it lit a fire under everybody that was there, and then we spoke about it, what it means, and that motivated everybody that was new to go ahead and get this thing done.
What'd you all get to learn about Coach Harris this year in terms of like what being thrown into the fire at that point in the year and having to be the unquestioned leader? Like, how long did it take for him to like garner you guys' respect?
I think majority of the team, offense for sure, mm-hmm, we knew. You know, that's the guy that we wanted. He right. deserved it. He's been the quarterback coach for 2 years. He had our respect. I think the biggest thing for him was going up in front of the defense as well, who'd been
right.
Who hasn't, you know, had as much hands on.
They compete with them.
No doubt. And he did that early. The way that he commanded us, the way that he leaded us, he's a man of faith, and he's always been that. He's unwavering. I would probably say once we lost that first game, just seeing how he responded.
Yeah.
I mean, and we won the first game, too, against the team that everybody said was going to beat us, the defending champs. So winning that game and then the way he responded and forced us to respond after losing, it was hands down the type of man and type of coach that he is.
Was your last year at Kansas State 2020?
2020.
So was that COVID affected, or would that have been 21 that got affected?
So it was COVID affected.
Yeah.
You know, we're playing with the visors on,
the whole deal,
having the masks up. Not many people in the fans. So
God,
it was a crazy tough experience.
I just as a quick moment of empathy, because I as I mentioned, I coached a lot of kids, and like, you know, I'm working with guys that are like for sophomore, juniors, and seniors in high school, and it's like that was their reality. Like, mm-hmm, when they're trying to get recruited and trying to go mm-hmm do stuff, like everything shut down. There were guys that were on campus when that kind of stuff was happening. It's something that kind of goes hidden, I think, just as a quick, you know, there are real life tragedies. There's real right. world problems, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
Small stuff, but still, it's like, it's just, my heart goes out to you, man, for having to go through that kind of stuff. And it's like, through no control of yours, here's my normal course of events. I'm going to kick some butt in college football and let's deal with whatever this thing is, right? You know, where it's when you're anyway, just I'll probably piss a lot more people off if I keep going, but you understand my point, right?
Absolutely.
It's not how it was supposed to be. At the end of the day, when you guys have ever watched Ted Lasso, you ever seen Ted Lasso, the show?
I've seen
on Apple.
I've seen a couple of episodes.
So there's a run, they do a great job of running themes kind of throughout.
Yeah.
And one of them is this play that they're going to run where they talk about Jamie Tart, and he's going to win the Oscar. And they have to pretend the award is heavy when they're doing the Oscar bit. Mm-hmm. Is that heavy?
That's pretty heavy. I mean, it's what, 10, 15 pounds? had guys trying to hold it up, and arms were shaking. I'm like, that couldn't be me, but.
Can I hold it?
Yeah, you can hold it.
All right, hold on. I'm going to hold it.
All right, come on.
Then I'll ask a question.
For you guys, Jordan, I guess this will be for you, knowing the experience that, you know, that you've had at the NFL level and then coming down and playing this game, what's like the biggest difference, you would say?
Biggest difference is, you know, the obstacles you have to face throughout the season. I think that is like, and then the resources, I think, too, is another huge thing. Yeah. We don't have all the food and the protein shakes, like, you know, that the NFL has, and the weight room and stuff. So we have to work with what we have. And a lot of our guys, you know, do that. And that's, you know, what made us a great team this year is that no one complained.
Right.
No one did. Everyone was bought in from day one. Everyone knew exactly what our goals were. Coach made that very clear. And we went out there and handled business.
I'm basically doing a goblet kettlebell squat yeah, right now. My abs are tightened holding this. This thing is no joke.
Sheesh.
This trophy. Yeah, dude, you gotta hold it. You gotta
take
hold
a picture for like 10 minutes.
I'm like, can someone take the damn picture? Like, they're barking a little bit. Yeah. It's good. It's a good workout here.
But as I pass that, but no,
just
here.
Stand and hold it like in front of your chest and let it burn a little bit. Here we go.
Oh, so you feel it?
Yeah. Right away,
when it first gets
because it's a little off balance, right?
So I'm gonna try to properly sit down. And
yeah, don't hit your phone on it. Yeah, so like,
break my phone.
It's a little ab workout. That thing's no joke.
And that's something, man.
I love that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That is really, really neat.
Yeah.
So you said, Jordan, this was your first championship that you've won ever in sports, period. What about you, Brian?
I was fortunate enough to win a football state championship my senior year, actually in the dome that the Battle Hawks play in that we made Audi West this year. 10 years from the date.
10 years ago.
And then I won a basketball state championship, too. So it's cool to...
Oh, sorry about that.
Sport guy, huh? who is your basketball comp, you would say?
Draymond. I talk a lot.
The agitator.
Want you on my team, would hate to play against you.
Yep,
pretty
no
much.
Doubt.
Got it.
Like those elbows just start to come out outside of your body.
Right, yeah. That's tough. It. Yeah,
no. Wasn't argue every single foul call ever?
Always. I fouled out a lot, too. A few technicals in there. It's okay. My coach loved it.
Tight end's like the power forward of the NFL.
Exactly,
so
no doubt.
It makes sense. You're a hybrid.
Dude, that is tough. Missouri guy. There you go. Playing state championship games all over the place. This is one of those cool things, though, where the reward for it, and every time you sort of, you know, say, okay, I move on to the next thing, then you get like another celebration, like another moment, and it's going to be tomorrow again at the war, 4:00, the championship trophy arrives, remarks, photos, autographs, the whole nine yards, a bunch of the guys will be there, including Jordan, Tommy, Bradley Moore, who are with us now. But like, that celebration doesn't die for a while. When does it finally go, okay, I'm over it, let's go on to the next thing? Probably not there yet, right?
Definitely not there yet. I'm still riding.
100%. Maybe, you know, if we're fortunate enough to get into a camp, it's like, all right, we got to rewire our brain onto football. But I don't see it dying very soon. It means a lot to us.
Which almost like dropping hints. Like, you know what you should ask me about is the UFL championship.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know who won that this year? Oh, I did. It's not a big deal. I won it.
Jordan, you had some big time plays this year. You put up gaudy numbers. What's your favorite play call from this year?
Favorite play call. I mean, Bradley's going to know this one just because it was my only, I think my first and only receiving touchdown that I ever had.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I forget what we called that. What, money? Yeah.
Money.
I know.
It was money.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Probably money. Yeah. We called that play money because if I knew as soon as I caught that ball, I was going to score no matter who was in my way. And I didn't even know I had a hurdle in my duffel bag.
You
know?
So got deep in the bag.
Had to throw that out there. Yeah.
For sure.
And then. Ended up scoring, so that was my favorite play.
Yeah, the Lions had. I'm watching Quarterback. Have you seen it on Netflix yet?
Yeah.
Oh, it's first off, so fantastic. Yeah. It's like it's as good as television can be, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But the Lions had a play called Stumble Bum.
Yeah.
Which the during the play, the point was it was supposed to look like a fumble, and Jahmyr Gibbs was supposed to just basically fall down to the ground like either was a fumble or he fell down. Linebacker's like, oh, look at that piece of candy. Tight end leaks out. Touchdown.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it sort of reminds me of. Is like the whatever we're calling this, bicycle, magic man, I don't care. I'm catching this touchdown.
Yeah, we try to do all that stuff and like kind of relate to the Lions because we're playing in the dome, you know, so playing against Michigan. So it's like we wanted to do that for the Lions and for us.
Bradley, you guys obviously had a ton of offensive success last year. Was there a moment where you guys felt like you turned a corner and felt like, okay, we're a championship level offense? Like, we're good. But, like, we're good enough to win the whole thing good.
Yeah, I mean, I think we knew it coming into the season that we had a chance to be good.
Yeah.
Obviously, whenever you have an MVP caliber quarterback, you know, there's no doubt that there's potential there. But I think once we got into the season, I don't know if it's a I would actually, you know, I would probably say your touchdown throw to Ty Scott in the St. Louis game week three was when it clicked in my head, like, oh, wow.
We could do this.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, JT was hitting our receivers in stride downfield all season, and it was just the momentum kept on going, and then led to him having the game that he did in the championship game, and it was just like
memorable.
The cherry on top, but mm-hmm. he deserved it because the year that he had, it was unreal.
Boys, this is really cool to see. Yeah. You both in person. Good to see you again, Jordan. Yes, and that championship trophy is boss. It is awesome. Very, very awesome. Congratulations, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.